discuss for a minute or two the issue of lighting Hanukkah candles inside or outside the house. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's become more and more common for people to light outside, whereas in Chutz La'aretz, it's still very, very uncommon. People generally light in the house. So what exactly is the issue involved? So really, the truth is, maybe it should be asked like a question. Why light inside the house? The Gemara says that Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'nicha b'pesach beis lomi b'chutz, that the mitzvah is to put it outside. Whether you interpret mitzvah as that's the entire takana or that's the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah, to put it outside. Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly that means, outside, at the entrance to one's house, within one's chatzer, if one has one, or at the entrance to the chatzer from the Rishus HaRabim, but definitely not inside the house. If a person doesn't have an entrance, he lives in an aliyah, he lives in an upper story, he doesn't have his own entrance, so then he can light it in his house, in a chalon, in a window which is open to the Rishus HaRabim. And then the Gemara says that B'shas ha-sakana, you can light it inside. Manicho al-shulchan o'vidayu, it's enough to light it inside. So already, some of the Rishonim even asked, we're not always living in a shas ha-sakana. So why should a person, and not everybody lives in an aliyah, so why should a person light inside the house as opposed to outside the house? Perhaps the person is not yotzei, unless it's a shas ha-sakana. Or even if you say that a person is yotzei, even when we're lighting inside, so it certainly seem that the Takanos Chazal was that the ideal place is to light outside. So a few approaches have been suggested to this question, some of which are pretty far-reaching. I saw one sefer, for example, the Dvar Yoshua, Rav Yeshua Ehrenberg, suggests, I haven't seen this anywhere else, that Shas HaSakana, you can light it inside the house, and that's good enough. He says that completely, that's not an escape hatch. That completely changed the initial takana. Originally, the takana was light outside. Then the shas ha-takana, they were misakin to light it inside, and they completely changed the takana. He says, you're not yotze if you light outside. That was a complete redoing of the original takana's chazal. Okay, fascinating idea. Some poskim write, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests another idea which I have a little bit of a difficult time understanding. He says, nowadays, it's so windy outside, it rains Hanukkah time, So you'd have to light it in a glass box if you wanted it to stay lit. So that's already extreme. That's no Chazal certainly wouldn't have been mechayev that. So I personally have a little bit of a hard time understanding the svara, because it seems to be assuming that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have that. Or maybe a long time in Bizman Chazal it wasn't windy. And even if it's not the winter, I don't know, candles don't stay lit outside very well. So, and it is hard to know. Did Chazal assume that everyone was having a glass box to light outside? I don't know. It's hard to know for sure. Some discuss the issue of perhaps there's a need for it to be clear who lit which candles. So maybe if you light outside, depends on the circumstances, but if you light outside, so maybe it's not, it won't be clear, especially if you live in more of an apartment building. So depending on where you light, it will not necessarily be nikar who lit which candles. So in such a circumstance, perhaps it would be better to light inside. This is also an interesting claim. There is support for this, some degree of support for this in some of the Rishonim, but in others, maybe not. This could be dependent on the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether Pesach Beiso means the entrance to one's house in the Chatzer or the entrance to the Chatzer. If you assume, like Tosfos, that it means the entrance to the Chatzer from the Rishus HaRabim, assuming there's more than one house in the Chatzer, which is the norm, so then in Achanami, it probably is not Nikar who lit which candles. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, although some of the Achronim bring Rashi, but Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Tosfos. So it's not clear that you necessarily need to have it Nikar who lit which candles. The Maril Diskin is quoted that even if you light in a glass box, when you light it, so then the glass box is open, and then if you leave it open, it'll blow out. So therefore, it's not roi to last for the requisite amount of time, so you're not even yotze. Well, the poskim also reject that since the normal thing is, you're going to close it. That's the way it works. That's the whole point of it. So then that does count as though it's meant to light for the requisite amount of time. Anyway, lemaisa, certainly there are different minhagim. Many people have started to, it's become more and more common here in Israel to light outside. Those light inside, certainly have very strong backing in the poskim. Many people are still knowing to light inside, especially some even recommend if you have a chalon, if you have a window which faces the Rishus HaRam, so maybe you get the best of both worlds. You have the Pesumei Nisa for the inside, it's Nikar who lit the candles, and you're still being mefarsem to the outside world. So certainly there are advantages to that. Many assume that even if the ideal is to light outside, you're still Yotzei if you light inside, even if there's no Pesum to the Rishus HaRabim. So certainly to be Yotzei the Ikra Mitzvah, there's definitely definitely room certainly to light inside in various different places. However, it could be, according to some, there definitely is maybe a good reason to light outside Bizman Hazeh. Have a wonderful day.